This is a podcast from WILL AM 580. To support our station, please visit www.willpledge.org. That's www.willpledge.org.
This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast. For Tuesday, September 30th, I'm Jeff Bossert. Coming up, we'll look at a voter registration drive in the Chicago area that's targeting the city's homeless population. We'll also check your forecast for Champaign-Urbana, but first, today's news. A spokesman for Congressman Tim Johnson of Urbana says the Republican voted against the financial market bailout bill yesterday because it still relies too much on federal backing to shore up the economy. Press Secretary Phil Bloomer says Johnson believes the compromise bill was an improvement over the measure presented to lawmakers last week, but he says more changes are needed to protect taxpayers from having to bear the burden of the financial mistakes of others.
There are some proposals afoot that package some of these mortgage-based securities in ways that will be attractive to the private sector to buy, with elements like tax credits for purchases and requirements to purchasers buy government-backed insurance. Those are the kinds of ideas that Congressman Johnson and most of the rank and file were not given the option of exploring.
Bloomer says that in Johnson's view, yesterday's defeat of the market bailout bill was a bipartisan rejection of House leaders who failed to listen to rank and file concerns as they worked on the compromise version over the weekend. Illinois' congressional delegation was split 9-9 on the bailout bill, with Republican Jerry Willer not voting. In central Illinois, Republicans Johnson and John Shimkus voted against the bill, while Raylan Hood of Peoria voted yes. The vote was 6-3 against the bailout bill among House members in Indiana. Republican Steve Beyer of Monticello voted against the measure, while Democrat Brad Ellsworth of Evansville voted for it. A University of Illinois economics professor says he believes a Wall Street bailout bill will eventually get through the House. Daniel McMillan says after the House defeat of the bailout yesterday, there is one looming question.
How much of this vote by the House was actually a sort of political posturing where no one wanted to be caught voting yes for the bill? I have a feeling that as the stock markets really fall, there may be a response to it where they come back and say, yes, this is something that really is needed, and then come back with some sort of compromise bill that ends up being passed.
The Dow Jones plummeted 777 points after the bailout bill failed in the House. McMillan says the bailout is needed to get the cash flow between banks going. He says at the moment it appears that banks have stopped lending money to each other. He says the government needs to reassure the markets because if people start pulling their money out of banks and financial markets, the money supply could collapse. He says this would be similar to the events that caused the Great Depression. Meanwhile, Illinois' Attorney General says mortgage lenders need to do more to help borrowers stay in their homes. Sean Crawford has that story.
Lisa Madigan says fewer homeowners who face foreclosure are getting assistance from lenders. She cites a new study that shows those getting help has actually decreased as the mortgage crisis has grown more severe.
We want to make sure that the lenders are providing some options for people, because for those who had been reaching out, we were able to find a way to keep about 50% of them in their homes through some form of modification.
Madigan says in many cases, lenders can restructure subprime loans, including a conversion to fixed-rate mortgages and changing the payment terms. Foreclosures have become such a concern that Governor Rod Blagojevich wants election authorities to seek out displaced individuals to make sure they're not disenfranchised. He says while those people have lost their homes, in many instances, their voter registration cards list their former address. I'm Sean Crawford.
The insurer of Normal's Unit 5 school district is balking at providing coverage in connection with a sexual abuse lawsuit. Cincinnati Insurance contends in a federal lawsuit that an Urbana student identified as Jane Doe 2 and her mother are not entitled to coverage under the Unit 5 policy. The Urbana School District and former schoolteacher John White faced several lawsuits related to White's molestation of students while he was an elementary teacher in Normal and Urbana. White pleaded guilty in February to sexually abusing 8 girls at the Thomas Paine Elementary School in Urbana and 2 at Colleen Hoos Elementary School in Normal. He's serving a 60-year prison sentence. The insurance company's lawsuit contends the policy provisions protecting the district from sexual misconduct allegations were not in effect when White tossed at Hoos from 2003 to 2005. The lawsuit also says Unit 5 officials knew of White's sexual misconduct prior to 2005 and 2006 when coverage existed. Convicted political fixer Antoine Tony Rezko has been quietly visiting Chicago's federal courthouse. setting off speculation that he may be spilling secrets to federal prosecutors in return for a lenient sentence. Attorneys with knowledge of the government's investigation of corruption in state government say they're convinced the key fundraiser for Governor Rod Blagojevich and Senator Barack Obama is either talking or about to do so. Two attorneys said yesterday that they and other lawyers have been contacted by prosecutors seeking to check information that only Resco could have told them. Both attorneys spoke only on condition of anonymity, saying prosecutors have sought to keep such matters secret as part of the grand jury investigation. It's expected more voters than ever will participate in this year's presidential election, but Illinois might not break its record for voter registration. Amanda Vinicky has that story.
More than 7.3 million people are registered to vote in Illinois, down from the record 7.5 million registered for the last presidential election. But in a way, this year should be the record. Kyle Thomas is with the State Board of Elections. He says Illinois has a new database. With it, several hundred thousand duplicate registrations have been purged. Thomas says under old systems, there's evidence people with duplicate registrations voted multiple times in multiple places. Not anymore.
So as a regular voter, this means that your vote has more weight now because there are fewer people with the ability to cause fraud.
Thomas says voter turnout will be up this fall. Early voting begins October 14th. I'm Amanda Vinicky.
The biggest gift in the history of a Champaign home for troubled children and teens will help build a new facility. Cunningham Children's Home has received a $500,000 gift from Richard and Roseanne Noel. The money will go toward an $8 million campaign to replace an outdated school and recreation facility on its campus in Urbana. President Marlon Livingston says a new building would help teachers and others focus more on their students and less on the facility's shortcomings.
There's a lot of new technologies that can be put in place to assure line of sight supervision. And if we need to take some children out of the classroom that might be struggling with behaviors or emotions, we're able to take them out of the classroom in a safe way to another area where we can process with them kind of on a one-on-one basis.
Livingston says Cunningham's capital campaign will go on until it raises $20 million to build and pay off debt. It's gotten the support of former Illinois basketball coach Lou Henson and former Illini star Kendall Gill, who have raised more than $1.4 million so far. For the latest newscast online, go to will.illinois.edu/news. This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast. I'm Jeff Bossert. Political parties and interest groups across the country are working overtime to register voters for November's election. That goes even for Illinois, where polls suggest U.S. Senator Barack Obama is ahead by a wide margin. A voter registration drive in Cook County is targeting a segment of the electorate that usually gets little attention from candidates. These potential voters are homeless. Chip Mitchell has the story.
50-year-old Roberta Calderon finishes her spaghetti dinner at First United Methodist, one of several churches in West Suburban Oak Park that take turns sheltering the homeless. Calderon finds a foam mattress in the church's chapel where she'll sleep for the night. Then she breaks from her routine. She heads for a table where a woman is signing people up to cast a ballot in the November 4th election.
Were you registered to vote at any other address prior to this?
No, I never registered.
This is the first time you've registered?
This is the first time I'm
going
to vote.
Okay.
Calderon says she and her husband have been homeless off and on since a local phone company laid him off in 2000. She says they now both work odd jobs.
But not enough where we can keep an apartment. You know, we rent a room maybe 2 or 3 weeks, you know, and then we are back on the street, back to the shelter again.
Calderon won't say which presidential candidate will get her vote, only that she's counting on him to help working people.
There's so many homeless people right now because of what's going on. The rich get richer and the poor get poorer.
But influencing policy isn't the only reason she wants to vote.
You feel like you're doing something. You know, you're sticking with your community. You're sticking for the USA.
A 1992 law made Illinois the first state to allow homeless people to register to vote using the address of a church or any other place they frequent. Since then, election officials in several Illinois counties have helped homeless service providers register voters. But none have done it on the scale that Cook County Clerk David Orr has. His office has partnered with the Chicago Coalition for the Homeless to recruit people who work at shelters, soup kitchens, and transitional housing programs. Or led a training session this month that turned them into deputy registrars.
I was actually shocked. I thought there'd be a kind of a handful of people that wanted to get trained, and it was a room full of people.
57, Orr's office says. The coalition's director, Ed Cherna, says these registrars are now reaching homeless people at dozens of sites across Cook County.
And if you pull all those votes together, they could number in the thousands. And if people are concerned about housing, if people are concerned about jobs, you know, they're going to be looking to see what the candidates say about housing and jobs.
Cook County's effort to register homeless voters is not pleasing everyone. A statement from the Illinois Republican Party says while all citizens have the right to vote, the homeless initiative could invite fraud.
Were you registered under a different address before?
Yeah.
Do you know what that was?
At the Oak Park shelter, Sherry Hackett has registered 8 voters tonight. As their address, many are listing Hackett's employer, a homeless service provider called West Suburban Pads. If any of those voters are challenged, she may have to vouch for them.
What's your date of birth?
5/5/50.
Hackett says she'll keep signing up the homeless to vote right up until the registration deadline. She says it's a question of empowering them.
When you're homeless, it's very isolating. If they, quote unquote, appear homeless, have a lot of bags, and then they have to move from place to place, I would hope that registering them to vote makes them feel less isolated.
The deadline to mail in Illinois voter registration forms is a week from today. I'm Chip Mitchell.
In the forecast for the region, sunny early today, then the intervals of clouds and sunshine, breezy and cool, the high 62, partly cloudy tonight, the low 44, partly sunny and cool tomorrow, the high 62, partly cloudy tomorrow night, the low around 40, mostly sunny Thursday, the high 64, mostly clear Thursday night with a low around 43. This has been the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Tuesday, September 30th. You can find podcasts of Focus 580, the afternoon magazine, agricultural programming, as well as other helpful information at our website, wyll.illinois.edu. I'm Jeff Bossert, AM 580 News.